Hello and welcome to Longitude. Today is Thursday, March 24th, 2005. I'm Darris McNeely. Today we're going to do something different on our Longitude podcast. I'm going to begin a series that will be a continuing series on the subject of Jeremiah, one of the major prophets of the Old Testament. Now you might ask, what's the purpose and why Jeremiah and where are we going with this? Well, this is Longitude. This is part of our World News and Prophecy online site. And the subject of World News and Prophecy, of course, is Bible prophecy. And I've wanted to go into a subject, a study of one of the characters of the prophets from the past. And I think this is as good a time as any to do it. And I think Jeremiah is a good prophet to begin with. He stands as one of the larger prophets from the Old Testament story. Certainly Isaiah and Ezekiel are two others whose books are rather large there in the Old Testament and stand out as some of the major prophets that we find in the Old Testament story of Israel. But personally, I've always had a interest in Jeremiah and his story, and I think it does have some messages for us personally, for our times in which we're living. And it's the one that I've chosen to go through on our World News and Prophecy seminars we have conducted in various locations around the country. I've enjoyed talking about Jeremiah and introducing some of our subjects of prophecy with this as well, so I thought it would be a good one to begin with as this first series in this podcast production of vignettes and looking at some of the prophets and their books, their messages for us today. And as we go through Jeremiah, I think you will agree that much of what he has to say applies to our world and to our nation today. And as well, there's a great deal of personal insight and instruction that we can all gain from Jeremiah as well. Let's go ahead and plunge right into it. I just want to cover a few verses today from the first chapter of Jeremiah. I'm going to be using the Anchor Bible translation of the book of Jeremiah. It's a very clear and easy to understand version. Jeremiah was a prophet that basically spent his time in the city of Jerusalem, in the nation of Judah, in the 6th century B.C. And he was the son of a priest from the hill country of Anathoth, as the first few verses of Jeremiah chapter 1 tell us. If you have a Bible, go ahead and open that up and follow along. If not, you can go back to it later on and be sure that what I'm reading is exactly what is in the scriptures there. But I want to go right down to verse 4 of chapter 1, where we find Jeremiah being called of God for a very special purpose and mission of being a prophet to God's people, Judah, in their final years. In verse 4 of Jeremiah 1, we read, "The word of God came to me thus. And God said to Jeremiah, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart.'" Now, right there is where we learn something about life from God's perspective. It's into his story, into God's story, that we are ultimately placed at our birth. God was saying to Jeremiah that he knew him before he was born. He said, "I formed you in the womb and I chose you." And he's telling to Jeremiah, in essence, it's before you were, I had a plan. Before you were born, I had a purpose. And specifically for Jeremiah, but as well for really any and all of us, this applies. Have you ever walked up to a group of people who were having a conversation, and after hearing a few thoughts of what they were discussing, you broke in with questions, but you really don't know what was said before, and you were clueless as to what went on before, and they kind of let you know that in the course of answering your question because you're kind of coming into the middle of a conversation? Well, you missed a lot. You didn't know what had gone on before. It's better to wait sometimes in a situation like that and fit into the flow of the thoughts that come along. Well, it's kind of like that with God. You know, it's important that we be able to wait on God and the patience of God, in a sense, to bring us into the great plan that he has for all mankind. You know, we are not just from a geographical spot. I was born and raised in Missouri. That's where I came from. But when it comes to God's dealing with us, when it came to me and to you, it's not necessarily where I came from in terms of a city, a state, a location. It's far beyond that. Really, when God said to Jeremiah before, he was talking about the great plan that he is working out and the part that we all have to play in that. When we are called of God, we join the plan that was really predestined from the foundation of the world. God is building a family, and the family and the plan that God is working and beginning to produce really began in his mind long before the creation. In the book of Romans in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul talked about this. He talked about a group of people that was formed in one sense in God's mind and plan long before. And he talked about the idea of foreknowing people. And in Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, Paul writes, he said, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called." Well, Paul is talking about the fact that God had and has been working from the very beginning with a plan, and in a sense, as part of the destiny of all of mankind, every human being, there is an opportunity to fit into the great plan that God has been working out from before the creation, before the creation of the first human beings. And when he says to Jeremiah, "Before I had formed you in the womb, I chose you," in a sense, that's really what God is pointing to, that great plan, and we have a part to be involved in that plan. Now, that helps to put our life into a larger context than what we have today. It lifts us beyond our everyday lives, and when we really understand that, we're like Jeremiah. We can be known by God as he fits us into his plan, and he has a very special role for us, and we can be set apart as part of those who are God's, whom he is working with, and ultimately will be a part of his family and to all. This message kind of follows through because he also said to Jeremiah, in this last part of verse 5, he said, I set you apart and appointed you prophet to the nations. And this word appointed really is saying, God is saying to Jeremiah, I gave you. I'm giving you to the nations. He gave Jeremiah as a prophet to the nations. Now, I mentioned earlier that Jeremiah spent his time in Jerusalem prophesying in the last days of the nation of Judah. But right here at the beginning, we really do see that Jeremiah's message is something that goes far beyond the nation of Judah and Israel and that particular stock of people. The message that Jeremiah took was to go to the nations. They were not just for Judah. The message of the book of Jeremiah applies to all peoples. Jeremiah stood at a very crucial time in world history as a prophet with a mission that transcended his times. Now, he gave himself to that calling, and how important that message was to the nations in Jeremiah's day, such as Babylon and Egypt, we'll find out as we go through the story of Jeremiah. But we'll also find out that same message applies to our nations today, and it has an application to our world today. And that's what we focus on in World News and Prophecy and on this Longitude blog and podcast, and that is bringing the news of the world today into an alignment with Bible prophecy and what the Bible tells us about God's great plan and what he is bringing to pass so that we have an understanding of who we are, where we are, and where we're going in the plan of God. Jeremiah gave himself to his calling. It wasn't easy. To give ourselves in our life, it's not an easy thing to do day in and day out for a long, long period of time over many years. This is part of the amazing story of Jeremiah. He gave himself to a life of service to his people. He was a prophet with a heart. He was a patriotic prophet. Jeremiah could have stayed in his home. He could have followed after the path of his ancestors. He could have remained in a fairly comfortable life for himself. But he struck out on a life of giving and service within God's plan and purpose. You know, so much of the small stuff that we sweat in life is because we really don't see ourselves in a large enough setting, in the larger context of a great plan and purpose, something beyond ourselves. That's what Jeremiah was being told by God, that he was a part of something larger than himself. God was saying to Jeremiah, "Before you were, I was. My plan is coming to pass." And God is saying the same thing to us. Before we were, he had a plan, and we can be a part of that plan. Well, we'll explore more of this as we go through the book of Jeremiah. It's a fascinating story. I hope you'll join us and stay with us on this series as we spend a season with Jeremiah. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.